The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Do you walk on your heels or do you walk on your balls? Let me rephrase that. Heels of your feet or balls of your feet. As it turns out, modern times have made us sloppy walkers. Well, me anyway. To add insult to injury, back in the dark ages, folks stepped out with better posture than some of us do now. It's not all due to walking with our heads down with a face full of iPhone. It started with the invention of the frame construction shoe. There's a great YouTube video circulating which shows the perfectly persnickety craftsmanship that goes into hand making a fine pair of modern shoes. They really are a marvel of construction. But back in ye old days, footwear was more of a necessity than a fashion statement for your average surf, and shoes amounted to a little more than leather socks. So people tread carefully, probing the ground in front of every step, landing on the ball of the foot. You probably do this at the beach or on the lawn in summer when you go barefoot. It has the added advantage of improving your posture and shaping your calf muscles, because when you put your best foot forward, so to speak, it forces your body upright. Otherwise, gravity would cause you to fall flat in your face. Modern shoes have made us lazy, walking on our heels, which takes less effort and demands less balance, so we can slouch. Maybe you've been on top of this for some time, but I only recently found out about it, and knowing me, I'll be painfully aware of it every step of the way, which is a good thing, because I could never figure out why the treads on my Chuck Taylors would wear faster at the back of the shoe, or why I keep getting holes in the heels of my socks. I never thought at my age I'd be learning how to walk all over again, but at least this time, I can skip the crawling first. I'm Cal Cote. It's your world, Canada. Welcome to it. Here's another great track from Oakland's hardcore cumbia machine, La Misa Negra. Have a shot of Pistola from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. be yours. If I were you, I would do so. If I were you, I would not. What would you do? If you were me, my shoes will never be yours.
From Poland, that is the Warsaw Afrobeat Orchestra and If. La Misa Negra before that. They were one of our album covers of the week. You should check them out. You can see the whole gallery at Pinterest or start at the homepage on Facebook. That's World Beat Canada. And Pistola was the name of that track from their second new album, and it's a real stunner. Speaking of stunning, a new CD just came across the desk by Eliana Cuevas, who's a Canadian-based Venezuelan. Her new album is called Golpes y Flores, or Hits and Flowers. This is Seré Libre, I Will Be Free. Brand new music to your ears from World Beat Canada.
Hoy recuerdo la última vez que mis sueños yo lloré. Ese día al despertar encontré lágrimas en mi piel. Sentí el mar brillar en mi piel.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Man, I can't go over the contrast between that languid, slow melody and the hyper Venezuelan percussion from Eliana Cuevas. We'll be getting into that album a lot more, you can bet. It's a real great disc. November 3rd at the St. James Hall. This should be fun. A Cape Breton kitchen party with Baillock. That's Wendy McIsaac, Marie Rankin, and Mac Morin. It's always a treat to have these musicians get together on the same stage. They are among Cape Breton's most respected, and they're teaming up again for a rare performance together from the Rogue Folk Club. November 4th at the historic Kulch Theater. It is West Coast Guitar Night for the 19th year. Acoustic jazz, Brazilian classical, folk, world, and flamenco with Kent Hillman, Edgar Avellino, Les Finnegan, Alexander Flock, Itamar Erez, John Gilliatt, and Rossi Zonkov. Get your tickets at thekulch.com. A Latin jazz soiree on Sunday, November 5th. At the Rickshaw Theater, presented by Julio Montero, including the New Generation Jazz Quartet, Pablo Cardenas, and Afro-Latin Groove. Doors at 7, show at 8 p.m. And November 18th at the Rickshaw, Global Psy Bass Pioneers Desert Dwellers return to Vancouver to take us on one of their legendary dance floor journeys. Dila Moon Tribe from L.A. and local hero Elemental Rhythm are also on the bill. And you can get your tickets at High Life Records, Beat Street Records, Red Cat. And that's both Red Cat locations. We probed the Dengue Fever album, The Deepest Lake, for some Khmer pop and psych rock. And No Sudden Moves, that's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Our signal hits the air at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, that's CIRH Radio in East Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. My name's Cal Coote.
Hello, this is Dengue Fever.
And you've discovered World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah. that you're grooving.
Bump and let it slide. Bump and let it slide. Bump and let it slide.
Immigration experience of the Latin, African, Asian, and Jewish communities, and put together, you come up with something called Boogaloo, which was huge, and it's making a comeback, thanks to bands like Spanglish Fly. That was Bump and Let It Slide. Dengue Fever was also in there with No Sudden Moves. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it's a touch Canadian, and perfect for Halloween. This is Slide to Freedom, which is the duo of Salil Bhatt and guitarist Doug Cox. This one's perfect for the Halloween season. Originally done by the Classics 4, and then you might remember it by the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Here you go. It's Spooky from World Beat Canada.
Everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. But first you say no, you've got some plans for the night. And then you smile and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you were thinking. And if somebody looks at you, well, it's for sure your little eye will be your winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You're gonna stop this silly game that you've been playing. I'm gonna tell you now what my heart's been trying to be saying. I get confused cause I don't know what you mean. So I propose on Halloween. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. I said love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Slide guitar, Western style and Indian style from Salil Bhatt and Doug Cox. That was spooky for your Halloween. More of the best music from the Four Corners is straight ahead. Next, to the longest river in the world, the Nile Project, and some Gorilla production, which brings us another great track on this ride on the global side. My name is Cal Coat.
Yeah. لما سألوني الناس في غيابك
تبليني تبليني تبليني
وحاولوا يعيبوني الناس في غرامك
تبليني تبليني تبليني
تبليني أبواب الدنيا مفتوحة ودخول مكسورة أبواب الدنيا مفتوحة ودخول مكسورة حبيبي غرامات نواني ثقاني تضلين عيونك هديتك تماري أبواب الدنيا مفتوحة ودخول مكسورة أبواب الدنيا مفتوحة ودخول مكسورة الله باقي باقي حي باقي باقي حي والله باقي باقي حي حي باقي باقي حي
حي حي حي حي حي
is long overdue and it's waiting for you
at World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
lululula, ya la la la. Ya lululula, ya lululula, ya. Ya lululula, ya lululula, ya la la la. Ya lululula, ya lululula, ya.
Putumayo Records has put out some great compilation discs over the years, and they're perfect for people who just want to dip their toe in the waters of world music and see what it feels like. That is from an album called Italian Odyssey and Agricantus, Spunta Lu Suli, from World Beat Canada, a band from Palermo. This is Gotan Project. Gotan, kind of tango spelled sideways. They take us to Buenos Aires, but they are from Paris. And Chunga's Revenge from World Beat Canada. Gogol Borghello brings some high octane to the mix. From their new album, Seekers and Finders, Break Into Your Higher Self, another debut just for you. That's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote.
Down, but break on through into your higher self.
Sri Lankan born, London bred, and one of a kind. That is MIA from her fourth album, Matangi, and No, It Ain't Right. We are produced through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. You can find them easily and readily at the iTunes Store, for starters, as a free subscription. You can also check out the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. That's where I'd start. And you can find handy-dandy Mixcloud players and playlists, and they're all timestamped for your convenience. Or you can check out our blog page, where you'll also find players, playlists, and links to all of the artists, so you can dig a little bit deeper and find out who you're listening to on World Beat Canada. My thanks to our subscribing stations, taking our signal far afield, and I hope you're enjoying the show. I really enjoyed our chat with Jesse Cook the other week. From Beyond Borders, we'll take it home with another debut. This one's called Hembra, with kind of an Andean feel to it. But our last word goes to Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who says, "The world of reality has its limits. The world of imagination is boundless."
Communications.